This is Tessa Fields. You and I are about to enter into a very special relationship. One of chastity slave and key holder. Before this session begins, I would highly recommend that you get completely naked. I guess it's not all that necessary since you won't be touching, but I prefer it. And when you're ready, go ahead and come right back here, and we'll begin. Now I know that sometimes it's perfectly natural to start to get aroused when the process of hypnosis begins. And that's perfectly okay, but I do want you to remember, don't touch. Just lie there, relax. And begin to breathe.
Breathe deep.
Hypnotic inductions can be so funny in the way they affect us. Some days you're in the mood for something sleek and smooth that takes you down gently. Sometimes you want to be forced down into trance and taken rather quickly. Perhaps you're a fan of the classic progressive relaxation. You know what I'm talking about. Where I begin to guide your body into complete relaxation. Talking about how easily you relax for me. How as you focus on each individual body part as you breathe, you focus on making it more relaxed and more lazy than ever. You might start with your feet, thinking they're already relaxed as you lie there, even though your body is tingling with anticipation. But as you focus on those feet, you can make them more relaxed with each and every cleansing, deep breath. It's so easy and natural to relax for me right now. To let that feeling of complete rest and relaxation move up from your feet into your ankle. So easy to feel it spreading. Like warm honey moving so slow up your body. As you sink down into hypnosis, letting it slowly move up into your calves and through your legs. So easy to breathe and rest and relax as it travels up, enveloping you so slowly, so easily. And that feels so good. And sometimes, while that's happening, the mind might wander. And you might find that you're in the mood for the classic countdown. Thinking about how each number from 10 to 1 takes you deeper. How as you breathe and surrender to trance, you hear that number 10 and your body becomes ready. And at 9, you rest just a little bit easier as you begin to descend and sink down. And with 8, you find yourself already starting to let the darkness of absence of thought sink in. Making your way down to 7. Thinking about how each breath takes you deeper. So easy to travel right down to 6. Thinking about those numbers, the way they make you rest and relax just a little bit more as they dwindle all the way down to your favorite number. that sometimes it feels good to hear those sweet, soothing, cliche phrases of hypnosis.
You're so
telling you how those closed eyes feel so heavy. How the longer you listen and surrender, the more sleepy you become. Because it does feel good to sleep. So sleepy, so heavy. Those eyes, so tired that you couldn't open them even if you wanted to. It's just so much easier to surrender to trance. All the cliches of hypnosis are cliches for a reason. Because they work. Just the thought of swinging pendants and pocket watches make you a little dizzy. The thought of staring into a spiral, not sure whether you're being pulled in or pushed out. Becoming so sleepy as you watch them. So easy to rest and relax. Thinking about all those easy ways that you trance so easily. Sometimes not even quite sure why it's just so easy to rest. Not even confident why you're becoming so sleepy. It doesn't really matter why. All that matters is that it works. But the more you listen and focus and allow yourself to become so sleepy and so heavy and let those tired eyes rest for you, the closer you find yourself just moving towards trance at a nice, even, slow pace. There's other times you might be in the mood for a little bit of confusion. Those inductions feel so good. Your mind unable to keep up with the thought processes. You're very smart, but it still happens to everyone. Even right now. You might be confused just trying to decide whether you want to let that feeling of relaxation spread through your body with progressive relaxation. And maybe your mind is still focusing on those dwindling numbers like 5, 4, and 3. Or perhaps you're more impacted when you think about just how sleepy you are. How restful your body is, and how tired your mind is of thinking. Sometimes it feels good just to start to let go. Because you don't have to think about those dwindling numbers that take you deeper with each number. You don't have to think about that relaxation that is moving so slowly across your body. That you just sink down, falling deeper as it moves over your chest and into your shoulder. You're a sleepy boy, and that's all that matters. All that matters as you are becoming quite hypnotized. And as you sink deeper, not wanting to make decisions any longer, you can feel your mind start to separate from conscious thought, letting your subconscious focus on my voice, hearing and absorbing every word, while your conscious mind just seems to fade away. As your mind empties of thoughts, you focus on my voice and my voice alone as you descend deeper, deeper with every breath. That relaxation moving up over your face, affecting all those little muscles around the eyes, even. Hearing those numbers in your head, like 3 and 2. Such a sleepy boy, edging closer and closer every moment to the bliss of hypnosis. So easy to sleep. So easy to move down to 1 and 0 and sleep. Sleep for mistress now. Deep sleep. Let your body be absolved into the floating feelings of hypnosis that take you deeper and deeper with every passing moment. A sleepy boy for mistress. Surrendering all control. No need to have it in this place. Because it doesn't matter which way you got here. You find yourself surrendering to my control. And that feels so good to be under my power. Because just as easily as I have controlled your mind, I will control your body. And you will become my chastity slave. And it feels good to think about being mine. To think about how easy it would be not to make your own decisions. To save your orgasm for mistress. Right now, I'd like you to think about my hand resting gently on your exposed cock. The warmth of my feminine hands moving through your skin, igniting your arousal. Thinking about how good it would feel if there was just a bit more stimulation. Anticipating the feelings of my hand stroking your cock. Up and down. And doesn't that feeling of anticipation make you excited? The thought that mistress's hands might slide up and down your cock. That perhaps mistress will let you come. That feeling of anticipation is far greater than the end result. Wouldn't you agree? My gentle hands firmly gripping your cock, making you so excited, savoring every moment of anticipation and eagerness. But if I didn't stroke your cock, and I won't, then my hand might become something entirely different to you. You might start to notice how tightly it grips you, how confined your cock feels in my hand when I don't give you any stimulation. How even if I don't move it at all, it seems to become tighter and tighter. Gripping your cock firmly, allowing no stimulation, even though that doesn't stop your arousal, does it? The arousal starts from in your mind, the anticipation, hoping to be stimulated. But instead, you just find my hand wrapped so tight, like an invisible chastity cage wrapped tight around your cock. Now if I were to stroke your cock, you would find my hand sliding up and down. My soft, warm fingertips massaging the skin. making you so excited, so aroused, and hungry with anticipation. And I do like to see you eager, like you are right now, hoping for some amount of relief. And if I were to continue to stroke your cock, you would find yourself moving to a familiar place. You'd find yourself moving there rather quickly, because it just feels so good and so natural for mistress to control your cock. Moving to that familiar place, that place that exists right before the point of no return. And you know the point of no return. That moment when coming is inevitable. That moment, right before that point, is the edge. Mistress would work you right up to the edge. And then simply let go. And think about the anticipation of that moment. How you feel right at the edge, knowing that orgasm is right around the corner. But since mistress controls your cock, you simply can't come if she doesn't allow it. Because mistress controls your cock. And mistress controls your orgasm. And edging can feel amazing. Because you get to linger in that moment of anticipation, that moment of wanting. It seems like such a generous gift for a mistress to give to you, to allow you to feel more eager, more horny than ever, aching for those soft, gentle hands to stroke your cock once again. Even starting to feel so desperate that you'd be happy to stroke your own cock. But mistress controls your cock. And mistress controls your orgasm. And this is why, each and every time you listen to this session, you will edge for me. You will stroke your cock. You might even just touch your cock, because sometimes the edge is in a different place each and every time. Because as you begin the circuit of chastity, you'll only have to wait one day. You can edge for me and simply don't touch. And you'll be rewarded with an eager, highly anticipated orgasm the very next day. But as our circuit begins to evolve, you'll add a day to chastity each and every day you come. So after one day of chastity and edging, you'll come for me the next day. After that, you'll be in chastity for 2 days. And the anticipation will grow. Edging whenever you like. Knowing that you get to come on the 3rd day. Moving up to 3 and 4 and all the way to 30 days. A circuit created by a mistress to ensure and help you learn that mistress controls your orgasm. And mistress controls your cock. And each and every time you do edge, those familiar feelings of my hand wrapping round that hard, throbbing, aching cock will return to you and become so welcome, so familiar, making you want to edge for mistress. Because it pleases me to see you there. I'm sure it's something you want to do for me right now. But you'll have to wait. You will edge for me very soon. You will edge every time you finish listening to this session. Realizing that the edge is in a different place each and every time. As your chastity grows and the days get longer. Sometimes you'll be so excited, just a mere touch of your hand on that hot, aching flesh will bring you right to the edge in a matter of moments. And as you grow more and more accepting and comfortable with chastity, you might have days where you stroke a very long time, but you will always reach the edge for mystery. And then you'll simply hear my voice in your head telling you, don't touch. You can't come yet. And that anticipation pleases me. I savor your eagerness, thinking about your aching, longing need to come. And you savor my approval. And so you'll find it so easy to allow my complete control of your cock and your orgasm to become quite permanent, quite easy, savoring my approval as I savor your anticipation. Because I know that the thought of 30 days of chastity might seem more difficult than it is. But pleasing me makes it easier. Because each and every time you edge for me, you're pleasing me. And each time you successfully add a day to chastity and allow those feelings of longing and wanting and frustration set in, the more it pleases me. It feels so good to just give away control. To surrender to someone you trust. Because mistress controls your cock. Slowly moving you through the circuit of chastity. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, all the way up to 30 days of complete and utter chastity. My hand growing so tight around your cock each and every time you think about it, like an invisible chastity cage around the cock of my chastity slave. So if this is your first day in my hypnotic chastity, then you can come tomorrow. Doesn't that sound nice? But each and every day you add to chastity makes me more and more pleased. So perhaps if you're at the end of the circuit, getting ready to complete level 1, you know that I am extremely pleased. Positively elated at the thought of you saving your orgasm for mystery. Because I control your cock. Mistress controls your orgasm. You will come to love the anticipation. You will savor the moments of frustration. Pleasing me far more important than your orgasm. Finding yourself so submissive to these feelings of control. Finding that the more you sacrifice for mistress, the better submissive you become. Learning restraint and control. Learning to let mistress do the thinking for you. To allow you to focus more freely on pleasing mistress. You're doing so well right now. You're already just a little bit into a day of chastity. Just sitting here with me right now, naked and exposed, showing me how eager you are to please me by not touching your cock. Such a good boy, allowing mistress to control your cock, surrendering to the power of hypnotic suggestion, knowing that each and every time you listen to this session, you will edge for me. You'll feel compelled to tell me how you want, need to come. But how pleasing me is so much more important, because you know that mistress is here for you. That you can contact me anytime you like to tell me about your journey. Because you are my chastity slave. Edging and anticipating, waiting to come, surrendering your orgasm to mistress. And you've done so well just waiting here now, that in a moment, I am going to bring you up and out of hypnosis. And you'll find that as you start to become more awake, that your cock becomes more round. And you'll feel the need to edge for me now. And it's okay if it starts to get a little hard right now as we start to work our way up from 1 to 5, becoming more and more awake, with each and every successive number starting with 1. Coming up for me just a little bit as your cock starts to grow. And 2, accepting all the suggestions of chastity. As you work your way right up to 3, your body starting to move, your cock starting to receive that blood flow as you open your eyes at 4, and wide awake with 5. It's time to edge for me now, boy.